Israel's military is pushing deeper into dense urban neighborhoods in Gaza City. Reuters says it's verified video showing dead and wounded children near a hospital targeted by Israeli airstrikes today. This as Israel agrees to four-hour breaks in fighting. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
In New Delhi, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. welcomes Israel's humanitarian pauses and the opening of a new corridor for civilians in Gaza, but the U.S. is keeping up the pressure.
Far too many Palestinians have been killed.
There is more that can and should be done to minimize harm to Palestinian civilians.
The U.S. wants at least 150 humanitarian trucks allowed into Gaza each day to reach those fleeing from the north.
In New York City last night,
Palestine will be free!
Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters called for a ceasefire, shutting down traffic across large portions of Midtown Manhattan, including Fifth Avenue, Times Square, and Herald Square. Breaking news from Las Vegas, the threat of a widespread strike is over after the Hotel Workers Union announced just a few minutes ago they'd reached a tentative agreement with Wynn Resorts. The FBI is investigating letters sent to elections offices in five states that contain suspicious powders, some at trace amounts of the deadly drug fentanyl. One went to Georgia, where former President Trump was indicted on charges of election interference. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
We lost our son 5.5 years ago due to a fentanyl overdose. We know how deadly this stuff is. So this is very, very serious, and we take it that way.
A surprise announcement from West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. He's not running for re-election. CBS's Robert Costa.
The 76-year-old centrist was facing a tough re-election fight against West Virginia's Republican governor, Jim Justice. And some top Democratic sources tell CBS News they now worry Manchin is going to explore running on the nonpartisan no-labels ticket, which they believe would pull votes from President Biden.
It also puts Democrats in danger of losing their majority in the Senate. Prince Harry's just gotten the green light for yet another trial in the UK. London's High Court has ruled he, Elton John, and five others can have a lawsuit heard alleging unlawful information gathering by the publisher of the tabloid Daily Mail. A transgender student in Texas has lost the lead role in this year's production of Oklahoma after Sherman High School instituted a new policy. Max Hightower's dad, Philip.
Actors and actresses could only play a role that was the same gender they were assigned at birth. I was devastated.
S&P futures unchanged. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs level off around 40 today under cloudy skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Here to tell you that it is Friday. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app by podcast or social media. Here on Lake Wissota in the state of Wisconsin, where we're going to unpack the news for you in just a bit from our home base, 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls. Here's what's on tap this morning. Wisconsin legislators took some time away from their regular bickering on Thursday to pass a resolution naming the Brandy Old Fashioned as the official state cocktail. We'll look at what else they accomplished or punted at the Capitol. Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil reviews how Republicans nationally did not have the best week ever. We'll talk about Wausau's Mayor Katie Rosenberg getting some very public acclaim from the Biden administration for how quickly and successfully her team at City Hall tackled the problem of finding and dealing with PFAS in the drinking water. And you thought the mayor was already ahead of the curve getting goats to trim the weeds in the city parks. Jimmy Costco will be here in our second hour to talk about the state football semifinal matches coming up tonight. We'll talk to Mark Jacob about media coverage of this week's elections in several states. Dan Schumacher will be along to talk about sports as well. And you can join us here, if you like, at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Call it, text it, call or text from the Civic Media app. Email us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com, or put a comment on Facebook if you're watching us on the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page. Let's look at 6 a.m. temperatures on this Friday. It is 36 up here in Chippewa Falls. Hayward is at 33. Park Falls, 32. Mosinee is at 34. Green Bay, 35. La Crosse, 39. Wisconsin Rapids, you're at 36 degrees this morning. Oshkosh, 34. Madison, 35. And it is 34 degrees in downtown Waukesha, where we go find one Greg Bach. We're a little punchy on this Friday morning. Yes. when we're saying Waukesha and Chippewa Falls. How are you,
Mr. I'm Bach? Feeling good. I'm doing good. I can't think of a good Waukesha food. The closest thing I got was Waka cheese omelet, and that's terrible. So I'm gonna keep trying, buddy.
No. See, not every city name lends itself to a food title. I mean, when you think of Oshkosh, you know, you think of Oshkosh the overalls, you know, and the jeans and things like that. So, you know, Chippewa Falls just lends itself to that. What is happening at the Laughing Tap this weekend? Your little comedy venue.
Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. Actually, Jenny Yang is headlining this weekend. If you are in and around the Milwaukee area or you want to make the travel down, I got bad news. The only show that's available, it's not bad news for us, but the only show that's excuse me, available is the 10 p.m. show. The 7:30 is on Friday. Tonight and tomorrow are sold out.
Okay.
So, but yeah, you can find out more by going to laughandtap.com.
You know, you think that like in very large cities and maybe on the coasts and things, a 10 o'clock show is always going to sell out. But as I discovered a couple of weeks back in the Twin Cities, the late show on Saturday sometimes doesn't sell out because we're Midwesterners. We got to get to bed, don't you know? You know?
I mean, it's getting... We tried doing
time.
Friday late shows. Oh my gosh. People are basically like, you know, can I laugh at that suggestion? I'm not going out on Friday at 10 o'clock.
No, yeah. It's not like it was when I still laugh now at the thought of being a student at UW Eau Claire and you didn't even think about going down to Water Street till 10 o'clock, you know, or 10:30. And now I've been asleep for 2 hours by then.
That's the same thing here with our Water Street in Milwaukee too. Like, you don't. Mm-hmm. The police don't come and start blocking the roads until like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. not my game.
Time. No.
Not my game anymore. This is the commemoration of Veterans Day, and we could not possibly thank our veterans enough for their service to their country, to all of us, and help protect the freedoms that we do hold dearly. And that maybe at one time we took for granted, but we have certainly learned over the past few years not to take certain freedoms for granted, and we thank our veterans for helping defend that. Because of the holiday, it's a holiday for Courier Newsroom, so there is no newsletter today. But if you go over to upnorthnewswi.com, you'll see my editorial about Election Day and Veterans Day falling on the same week. And what's at the intersection of those two special days? On our social media feed, just search for Up North News WI to get Facebook and scroll down, and you'll see a couple of different posts, Greg. One is really light and one is really dark. And the darker one is about how the most powerful Republican in Washington now, Mike Johnson, the new speaker, admitted once that he and his son monitored each other's porn usage. Speaking at a church in Louisiana in 2022, he talked about how he installed accountability software called Covenant Eyes on his devices in order to avoid viewing internet porn. There's just something here. There's so much more to this guy that we're going to learn.
The exact phrasing he uses was porn intake, which says to me that there was porn to intake. And we talked about this on Asgos, Wisconsin earlier this week, and someone texted in and says, as a former, I think it was a Methodist or whatever, like used to be married to a preacher, let me tell you, you can get around Covenant Eyes real easy.
don't. I just think there's just so much there. They went with the safe choice. They went with the guy who they know is so conservative that there's no chance he'll work with Senate Democrats to try to cut a budget deal. So, I mean, we're almost guaranteed a government shutdown 7 days from now. Oh, but I think there's still more creepy things to come. So let's shift gears real quick. Another post that you'll find over on the Up North News Facebook page. Simple question. When does the Christmas tree go up? Does it go up right after Thanksgiving, sometime in December, or they put as option C, it's already up? You freaks, better not be. Come on.
Pat Kreitlow, such a judgmental man.
I'm normally not, but I'll make an exception for that one. It is November 10th, people.
Okay, so what's it for you then? When does the tree go up?
For me, it used to be like the first December weekend. I could not move myself to put up Christmas things in November.
Yeah.
But I have also found it depends now that, you know, our kids are grown and gone. If they're coming back at a certain point a little earlier, then, you know, we'll dress it up a little bit. So we have put it up in November before, but I would typically like to wait till around December 1st or 2nd.
For as much as I love Christmas, I feel the same way. I feel like day after Thanksgiving, that's, if you want to do that, then good. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the big question. When do you take it down? And I'll sprinkle in there, when was like You're like, oh, honey, it's March. We should take this down.
No, we are definitely, because it seems to go up earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
You know, we're definitely more in the mindset of, yeah, it's the 27th, you know,
okay.
28th, because you're typically off that week anyway. And so you want to get all of that done before you have to go back to work. So yeah. Yeah. We're pretty early on it, but we know my in-laws had always kept theirs up for quite a while. And it really bugged one of my wife's sisters, and she let them know. And God bless them. I knew my wife got this passive aggressiveness from somebody, and I love her for it. They then just kept the tree up longer. They'd put up hearts and leave it up for Valentine's Day. I think they kept it up as late as Easter at one time. It was an Easter tree, and I just thought that was the best.
Oh, my gosh. My sister, it's a tradition now. On the night of Christmas, they take down all the ornaments, and the day
the after, night of Christmas.
Yep, and the day and the day after, she throws it in the street, takes a picture of it, and puts it on social media. She goes, "Moving on."
Wow, that's harsh.
Amy Bach does not have time for this. She's got things to do.
What are the odds that the moment the last person takes a bite of their Thanksgiving meal, you're clearing the dishes, or you're just pulling the tablecloth out, like done, get out.
Yep,
there's no football for you.
Here's a bag of food. Go home.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Good on them, I guess. That seems a little abrupt, but I get it.
If you knew my sister, it speaks to her.
All right. Well, then we'll move on, and we'll do the same thing here. Yeah. We're going to move on, but we're going to move on to something that is kind of in that same lighter vein, Greg, because the Wisconsin legislature was in session this week, and among the many weighty, heavy, serious matters to deal with was also the resolution that the Brandy Old Fashioned is now the official Wisconsin state cocktail.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. Oh. That's what a load off, right?
Folks, our long state nightmare is over.
Now, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
This says something about this legislature. They couldn't even work up the gumption to, I say it's the official one. It's not really official because they passed it as a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pass a resolution about anything. If you pass it as a bill that's got to be signed by the governor, then it gets in like the blue book, you know, with like milk is the state beverage and everything. Mm-hmm. Then it's truly official. This is more like a symbolic, you know, official state beverage. It's like, guys, if you're going to go there. Just get it done. Why are you passing a resolution about this?
And I can't remember who was in charge of it, but the people who were like spearheading this whole thing, they said something to the effect of like, you know, like people were like, well, doesn't it make it feel like Wisconsin will be viewed as like, don't you have anything better to do? And they literally said, no, we don't have anything better to do. This is important. And also, like, we should be walking around going, it's just a resolution, man. It's not real.
And I like how a couple of people got really snooty about it, that apparently the significant thing about this was that it's a Brandy Old Fashioned. It's like, don't you be putting bourbon or other whiskeys in your Old Fashioned. It's like, relax.
Yeah.
Yes, the brandy's the default, but you might like, you know, to shake it up now and then. And I'll have one with bourbon or rye occasionally.
Not in my house.
But not in this state anymore. No, not at all. All right, let's check some sports real quick. Coming up here on 6:18 now on this Friday, Giannis scored a season-high 54 points, but he also committed two turnovers in the last 90 seconds of the game, and the Indiana Pacers rallied late to beat the Bucks 126-124 on Thursday night. Tomorrow night, they are in Orlando. Catch those games on News from the Center and Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Erin Amory, WRJN and Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football is at Camp Randall tomorrow afternoon, 2:30, to take on Northwestern. The Packers play at Pittsburgh Sunday at noon. As we mentioned earlier, state high school football semifinal games are tonight, and Jimmy Koska will be along later on. When we come back in just over 60 seconds, a little bit more about